better by Birdseye.
Birdseye Frosted Foods.
Birdseye Frosted Foods present the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, RKO's brand new comedian Wally Brown, and
Dinah, is there anyone finer than
Dinah Shore?
Heart tells me this is just a fling, yet you say our love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying, or is this a little game you're playing? My heart tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do? Should I if I do, should I believe my heart or you?
And hi there, everybody. This is Dinah. Well, folks, it's that time of the week again, and almost that time of the year. Harry, you know what's coming?
The new year?
Yes, but Harry, Wally Brown is coming, too.
You know who's leaving?
Who?
Bonzel.
Oh, now, don't go, because here he is, RKO's new comedy sensation, now co-starring in Rookies in Burma, Wally Brown.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Wally, why are you walking so slowly?
Well, just to be different. I'm the only guy who wasn't going to run in 1944.
Well, listen, we're not through with 1943 yet. Tell me, did you have a nice Christmas dinner?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful dinner. We had a swell turkey. I won him at Grauman's Chinese Theater. And all through dinner, he kept trying to put his footprints in the mashed potatoes. But I never saw people eat like my family. I have never... Why, they ate everything on the table. Then they looked at each other. It was awful. I mean, I asked my cousin, I said, did you get a knife and fork? He said, yes, it was delicious.
Oh, they must have had a swell time. Did they leave early?
Yeah, early this morning. Why, at 2 o'clock in the morning, they started to play a game called What's My Name? And at 4, they weren't kidding. It was wonderful. I finally had to chase them out. I don't know whether I'm telling them fast or you're getting them late. I had a lot of work to do. I've been writing a play for New Year's Eve party.
Well, Wally, I didn't know you could write.
Oh, sure. I wrote it in longhand with pencil.
You used a pencil?
Certainly. It's much cheaper than chewing on the end of a typewriter. Now, you both get parts in this play, Dinah. And, Dinah, you're going to play Miss 1944.
Oh.
And, Harry, you'll be Father Time.
Oh, fine.
You ready? Lights!
Action!
Camera!
Music!
Tick-tock, 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 I am Father Time. Tick-tock, tick-tock, I am about to usher in the new year.
Fine, some usher. He hasn't even got a flashlight.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. I don't like this part.
Wait a minute, Harry. What's the matter with the part?
What's the matter with it?
Certainly.
Well, I'm developing a tick.
Well, you just keep on ticking. You talk too much anyway.
Hi, fellas. Now?
No, not yet, Dinah.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Harlotine, can you tell me anything about the new year?
Anything.
Well, tell me, what do you prophesy for Adolf Hitler in 1944?
I see Hitler with his back to the wall.
Well, how's he going to hang paper with his back to the wall?
Oh, fellas. Now, fellas?
No, not now, Dinah.
Wally Brown, what resolutions did you make for the new year?
Well, I'll stop trying to take candy away from my little nephew. He puts up too good a fight anyway. But I'm going to do my bit. I'll stay home nights. I'll help Morell. If I really wanted to help Morell, I'd stay home Thursday nights.
Hi, fellas. Now?
No, not yet, Dinah.
You guys haven't forgotten this is my program, have you?
Okay, Dinah. Come on in. Wally Brown, this is my...
Think somebody went out.
Come in again, huh?
Go out and come back in through the wall. Wally Brown, this is my daughter, Miss 1944.
Oh, well, it's about time. It took you a whole year to get here.
Yes, I'm Miss 1944. What do you plan to do with me?
Oh, well, just get rid of the our old man. I'll show you.
I'm not that kind of a year.
Oh, wow. Now, wasn't that a swell play, Dinah? Didn't you think that was swell, Harry? Didn't you think that was pretty good, Joe Lilly? How'd you like it, Bobby Dolan? Audience? Well, I'll be darned if I'm going to ask the sponsor.
No kidding, Wally. Are you serious about those resolutions you made in the play?
Oh, you said it. Well, I'm going to be a... I'll be the sweetest little... I'll be a year older. Yes, sir, I'm going to be a different person. No more gambling, no drinking, no women. Boy, will I be dull. I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I have to. There must be a joke on one of these pages.
You resolve not to write any more plays.
Oh, are you kidding, Dinah? I once wrote a play with George Bernard.
Shaw.
Oh, don't poo-poo it. I was a good play. Why, opening night, they were lined up all around the... Everybody was trying to get into the... You could see the mobs. Thousands of people. Oh, no wonder we were giving away a pound of butter with every ticket. Then, of course, the cheaper seats got margarine. And if they came in on a pass, we just let them smell a little buttered popcorn. It was great. We caught a little girl putting chewing gum under a seat. We held her for 3 hours till she told us where she got it.
Wally, who was in this play?
Oh, Harry, I had the best. I had Skinner and Young.
You mean Cornelio de Skinner and Roland Young?
No, Sadie Skinner and Egg Foo Young. Was the Chinese play. We even hired a balloon dancer. Boy, was she good. She rolled them in the aisles.
The audience?
No, the balloons. And what a play! Why, it was the biggest hit the Pasadena Playhouse ever had. People were yelling, "Arthur! Arthur!" They wanted to carry me on their... They were throwing their hats up in the... They threw me in the air. It was wonderful. They finally strung me up on the tallest tree in Pasadena.
Oh, Wally, that's terrible.
No, it was wonderful. It was the first time I ever got to see the Rose Bowl game.
Thank you, Wally. You know, folks, it's almost traditional that New Year's calls for a very special family dinner. A dinner that includes out-of-season summertime foods like garden fresh green peas or golden sweet corn, red cherry tarts or rhubarb pies. And today, though such foods may be out of season, they're not out of reach, as Harry Von Zell will tell you.
That's right, folks. Out-of-season fruits and vegetables are in season all year round. If they're bird's-eye, quick-frozen fruits and vegetables. For the bird's-eye people pick their delicious sun-ripened fruits and their tender garden-fresh vegetables when they're just right for eating. Then they immediately clean, prepare, and quick-freeze them, so they taste as though they came from your own garden just a few hours before. Peas that melt in your mouth, tender green spinach and lima beans, golden sweet corn, sun-ripened berries and fruits, wonderful foods that will delight your whole family. And they're all ready to cook or serve. So make your holiday meals this new year easier and more delicious than ever. Visit your Bird's Eye grocer tomorrow, ask for Bird's Eye Foods, and be sure you get Bird's Eye Foods. If it's Bird's Eye, it's a better buy and better eating.
Come along with me down the Mississippi. We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Steam down the river down to New Orleans. There'll be bands there to meet us. Friends to greet us, where all the light and the dark folks meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where the elite always meet. In New Orleans, in the land of dreams, you'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. I long to be, yes siree, where welcome's free and dear to me, where I can lose my Basin Street blues. That's the reason that I'm glad to be, yes siree, where welcome's free and dear to me, where I can lose my Basin Street blues.
Now, don't let on I told you, but that last little ditty was Basin Street, a little musical jaunt down to New Orleans, citadel of the blues. But keep your traveling togs on and your suitcase zippered up, for we're off again. You see, it's time for our regular weekly visit with our old friends William and Mary in New York. It's New Year's morning in Will and Mary's home, and as their maid brings in the orange juice, it begins to look as if William, at least, was just a little under the weather this morning. Presenting Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young as William and Mary.
Happy New Year, Flavella.
Happy New Year, ma'am.
Mr. Johns will be right down. You can bring the orange juice along.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Will, darling. Happy New Year. How do you feel?
My head is still ringing out the old year.
Happy New Year, Mr. Jones.
Oh, not that happy, Favella.
No, sir.
No, Will, really.
Oh, but Happy New Year, Favella. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Here's your orange juice.
Happy orange juice. Bring me some ice water, will you, please?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that door.
My, you certainly look Christmassy this morning.
Christmassy?
Yeah, your eyes are red and your face is green.
I don't think you're... Great heavens, where did they come from?
Where did who come from?
Those little creatures.
Don't tell me you're seeing little men running about.
You know perfectly well what I mean, Mary. That goldfish bowl and those horrible little fishes. That bowl wasn't there last night.
Then nobody I know. I thought they were friends of yours.
I don't happen to think you're funny this morning.
I didn't think you were very funny last night.
You mean when I gave an imitation of W.C. Field? I did give an imitation of W.C. Field, didn't I?
You certainly did, my little chickadee. Gallons of it. I hate to think what the Browns must think of you.
Browns? Were we at the Browns?
Yes, darling. And you and your little boyfriend certainly gave a nice exhibition of yourselves.
But just a little innocent horseplay.
In certain respects, there was a very definite resemblance.
Kitty.
But that wasn't it.
That wasn't what?
That wasn't what I said. I didn't think. I thought it was funny.
Oh, Mary, I'm not feeling particularly strong this morning. What was it that I did that you didn't think you thought was funny?
That story you told. You, life of the party, you.
Oh. Which story was it?
I don't remember. But it wasn't funny. It was vulgar.
How do you know it was vulgar?
Because I didn't get the point.
I see. Oh, that door again.
Yeah, ice water.
For heaven's sake, Favella, please don't shout. Between listening to your squeaks and looking at those terrifying fishes, I'm going gradually mad.
Not so gradually. Thanks, Favella. Will, put a couple of slices in the toaster, will you?
Would you all care for some scrambled eggs and sausages, Mr. Jones?
Oh.
No eggs, thank you, Flavella.
No, ma'am.
And take those goldfish with you.
Yes, sir. Come on, you little fishy lamb. I love you, even though nobody else do.
Oh, at a time like this, does she have to squeak?
Shh, don't blame her. It's not she that's squeaking.
Might very well be. She's got as much of a swing to her as that door has.
All right, now, darling. But it's your own fault. You would be the life of the party.
I acted with perfect...
Ow! What happened?
A toast. It absolutely sprang at me. Mary, that's a fiendish contraption to keep on the breakfast table. Lying quiet and suddenly flinging out pieces of toast at innocent bystanders. What are you laughing at?
You jumped so.
That's a perfect example of your sense of humor. It's cruel, you see?
Oh, you'd have laughed too.
I don't think things like that are funny.
The toast, it left at me there. Oh, well, you must have done something to it. It scared me to death.
Oh, Mary, I wish you wouldn't do things to make me laugh. Raise his cane with my head. See, I think I'm getting delirious. Now I imagine I hear bells.
You do hear bells. It's the phone. Answer it.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Will. How are you?
Oh, fine. Could you please talk a little closer away from the phone?
Still clowning.
Yeah. Who is this?
Why, this is Glenn Taylor.
Oh, yeah. How are you, Glenn? Haven't seen you in months.
Haven't seen me in months. That's rich. You're some card, Will.
Am I?
Oh, maybe you don't remember. You and Mary and the gang dropping in at our house about 3 o'clock this morning.
We did. Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, that's what I'm calling you about, Will. How do you feel?
I feel fine.
But still more important, how's Mary?
Well, she's fine. You mean there might be some question about it?
Question? She sure was the life of the party.
Mary, the life of the party.
I'll say she was. Well, I'm glad she's okay this morning, Will. We were a little concerned. So long.
So long. Mary, did you hear that? You, the life of the party. You.
You're not at all funny, and at least I don't go around picking up strange goldfish. Things like that that make...
I'll get it. Hello.
Oh, Will, this is Glenn Taylor again.
Yes, Glenn.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. If she's through with them, I'd like to pick up those goldfish Mary insisted on taking home with her last night.
No.
And now we return you to Dinah Shore in Hollywood.
I guess every girl gets that certain feeling more than once during her life. Then comes a time when that little sniper with the bow and arrow scores a bullseye that really rings the bell. Then she changes her tune to something like this. I've had this feeling before, but never like this. Love had me reeling before, but never like this. Ooh.
never dreamed this could happen to someone supposed to be smart. I really must have been napping to let you walk off with my heart. My dreams, and I've had quite a few, were never like this. This is too good to be true, but so was that kiss. I know by the way my heart leaps that this time I'm playing for keeps. I've had this feeling before, darling, but never lost.
Dinah, Dinah, that was swell. I've never heard you sing so well.
Well, thank you, Harry.
Yes, really. And I mean it, Dinah. I've never heard a voice diviner.
My, you're certainly making with the rhymes tonight,
Catch
Harry.
On.
Yes, I do.
Well, I've done a little verse in my time. I can't remember when, but as a matter of fact, Dinah, seriously, I do have a little something about Father Time that I dashed off at his personal request,
oh,
and I... thought maybe if you...
Oh, I wouldn't disappoint you for the world, Harry. Go right ahead.
Thank you. When Father Time was in his prime in early 43, he left some sands drift through his hands and turned and said to me, "This I must tell you, Von Zell, your future I have viewed. And I foresee that you will be the spokesman for a food. No, not just one, but many, son. A whole quick frozen line. The better buy that's called Bird's Eye, a favorite of mine. The fact is, I do owe Bird's Eye an overwhelming debt, for they have saved my life for me, and that I can't forget. And that is why I think that I should do what's only fair and let you tell the world the tale when you go on the air." Well, that's the way Father Time put it to me, folks, to tell you the story of how Bird's Eye saved his life. I take it for granted that you all know what Bird's Eye Frosted Foods are.
Oh, maybe you'd better explain, Harry.
Well, they're top quality, quick frozen foods that come to you so garden fresh they taste as though you just picked them from your own garden. Quick freezing, you see, seals in their true flavor and their vitamins and minerals. And of course, before Bird's Eye foods are quick frozen, they're all cleaned and washed and prepared. So when you get Bird's Eye vegetables, for example, they're all ready to cook. You don't have to shell the peas or wash the spinach or string the beans or anything like that. None of those long hours of preparation work spent in the kitchen. You simply pop Bird's Eye vegetables out of the package into boiling water, and in a few moments they're all cooked, tender, delicious, ready to eat and enjoy. And so, you must by now have guessed just how a debt of gratitude is owed by good old Father Time to Bird's Eye Frosted Food. You must have seen it in the news or read the ads sometime. Those bold, heroic headlines reading, "Bird's Eye Foods Save Time."
I guess by now a lot of Christmas presents are coming home to the stores. Those red neckties with the yellow grapes and the bedspreads for hotel residents and floor lamps for traveling salesmen. Many a girl got a Christmas love letter from a boy overseas, and she'd like to exchange that, too. You bet she would, for that boy in person. I used to dream that I would discover the perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came by my I always used to fancy then he'd be one of the godlike kind of men, with a giant brain and a noble head, like the heroes bold in the books I read. But along came
not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, are not the kind that you would find in a statue. And I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me feel. I because he's wonderful, because he's just my Bill. He's just my Bill. An ordinary guy, he hasn't got a thing that I can brag about. And yet to be upon his knee, so comfy and roomy, seems natural to me. And I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me feel. I love him because he's, I don't know, because he's just
that was certainly tops, and it just goes to show what they mean.
Be a little more lucid, old boy. It just goes to show what who means.
The editors, of course. And this, my little Tennessee thrush, is a verbal corsage that I formally pin upon V on behalf of Radio Daily, the daily newspaper of Radioland.
Well, how nice.
Yes, sir, folks, for the second consecutive, Dinah has been voted the top girl singer in America. The result of national polls taken among radio editors and columnists of the United States and Canada. Last week, folks, Dinah won the Fame Award of Motion Picture Daily. The winning of this award and Radio Daily's means that our Dinah has parlayed her singing into the number one spot in America's affection. Uh-huh. Dinah, is there something you want to say?
Well, all I can say, Harry, is that I'm really thrilled. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank Radio Daily, Motion Picture Daily, and the radio editors. These awards give me my New Year's resolution to keep on doing my best.
Well, now where are you going, Dinah?
Well, I'm going home and think about what a lucky girl I am. Thanks again. Good night, everybody, and a happy new year from everybody on our show and from Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
Night, Dinah. Congratulations. Harry Bonzell saying, better buy Bird's Eye. Bird's Eye fruits, vegetables, fish, and poultry. The better buy for flavor, nutrition, and ration points. Next Thursday, Bird's Eye Frosted Foods will again bring you the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner, Roland Young, Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, and the Joseph Lilly Singers. And now goodbye from Bird's Eye until next week. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.